Back at Bomber Stadium, we are about ready to get this second half underway, and Mountain Home won the toss early, so they'll be kicking here to start this second half. We might see Fournet kicking the foreign exchange student, but instead it's Tabor kicking, and that's why the onside kick, and Jonesboro has recovered. Mountain Home trying to get that football back to start this second half, but the onside kick recovered by Cameron Clark, the sophomore for Jonesboro, and the Hurricane will have pretty good field position at their own 49.
Real well-placed onside kick there. Just happened to be a man there, fall right on the football.
Unfortunately. Well, it's always interesting to see how the first few minutes of the half goes, see what kind of adjustments each team has made. Jonesboro leads it 28-0. Here's the handoff. Thomas sweep to the right side, and he is going to be pulled down at the 45-yard line after a 6-yard run.
45-yard line. He's second and four. First quarter there for the Bombers.
So second and four coming up here for the Hurricane. Again, they go tempo going quick here. Bombers with a three-man line. Handoff is Thomas straight ahead. He's into the secondary with a first down run down to the 35-yard line. He'll pick up 10 on the quick hitter.
Found some little bit of running room right there in the middle and got the first down.
So a first down for the Hurricane. New running back into the ball game, and he's going to take it to the house. This is McDonald in for the touchdown. Dontarius McDonald, if I'm not mistaken, his first carry of the night. He just checked in, and he takes it 35 yards for the touchdown.
Took the ball and snuck around the edge right there. Good strong run. His first carry of the night.
I believe so. Is that right, Sonny? Yep. 5'7", 180-pound junior. That's his first touchdown of the year. He only had 18 carries on the season coming in. He goes 35 yards. Now the extra point is up, and it is good. And now the mercy rule is in effect with 11:10 left here in this third quarter. We'll break. It's 35-0 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
When you see the blue ribbon decals on the helmet and the blue penalty flags during the opening game of the season, remember, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Know the stats. 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
Well, 50 seconds into the second half, Jonesboro scored, and they've invoked the mercy rule. Here's Childers with the kickoff. Oh, my gosh. Mountain Home fields it and runs out of bounds at the 6-yard line. That ball was going out of bounds. And James Schwartz came up and fielded it and stepped out of bounds with it. And the official's talking about it. Did the ball get out first? Nope. He fielded the football and stepped out with it, so the Bombers will have it at their own 6-yard line.
Looks like he's got a little bit of explaining to you over there to his coach as to why he picked that football up and ran out of bounds.
That kickoff was headed out of bounds. Bombers would have headed at the 35. Instead, they'll start at their own 6. Tabor under center now, and the give is to Junior, and he's going to move the pile across the 10 and out to about the 13-yard line. He'll pick up 7 on first down.
And we've said it all night. You know, the Bombers haven't had an issue moving the football. Just hadn't been able to stick it in the end zone yet.
10:48 left, third quarter action, 35-0 Jonesboro. Walker in the game, he's one of the wideouts. On the right side, working from the near hash, working left to right. Tabor will keep it this time on that read play and takes it across the 20, out to the 23-yard line. First down run, a pickup of 10.
Tabor does a really good job on that read play. You know, it seems like he really likes to keep it around that edge, and he runs so strong. I mean, you like to put the ball in his hand and let him do that. Continue to get yards going that way.
First down from Mount Tonome, out to the 23-yard line. 10 minutes left, third quarter action. Jonesboro up 35-0. This is still the starting defense. I was just checking Light, Pointer, Stewart. They're still out there, or still out there. Tabor wants to pass now. Looking down the middle, it's incomplete. Looked like it may have hit the hands of Alonzo and couldn't haul it in.
Got the hands of big number 91, 6'2", Pointer. Trying to disrupt the pass there. It's hard to throw with those big old paws in the way.
Pointer's one we talked about has some smaller D1 schools looking at him. They've actually sent some offers. Louisiana, it's not Louisiana Lafayette anymore, whatever it is. They're one of the schools that have offered him. Second down and 10 here for Mount Tonome. Tabor, again on that option play, he's going to keep it and take it out to about the 29. He'll pick up 6 on the play. 9:03 left in the third. They joined us late. The Bombers have moved the ball pretty well tonight. In fact, at halftime, Mount Tonome had 179 yards of offense. Just unfortunately, penalties and turnovers have been very costly. Third down and 4 here for Mount Tonome. Junior Williams is going to get the carry, and he's still moving the pile. And he's going to have the first down with a spot on this side. He's got it. First down out to the 34-yard line. Needed 4, picks up 5.
Again, Junior moving his feet there, moving the pile, making plays. This thing's not too far gone, and getting some yards. Like I said, they've just been a play away or so from scoring a touchdown.
8:08 left, third quarter action. Alonzo comes out, and Peters checks in at that wideout position. Actually, it'll be tight on the right side. Play action, wanting to pass, across the middle, intended for Peters, and he turned into a safety that time and had to knock the ball away. It was not where he could catch it, and the defender there actually had the play on it. And good job by Colton Peters, who starts as a safety for Mount Tonome on defense, because he was able to knock that one away.
Yeah, that could have got bad real quick, and good smart play.
Second down here for Mount Tonome, second and 10. That's 2 times in a row they've tried to pass on first down and then go back to the ground game. And Tabor keeps it again. Now the late pitch is behind Brashears, and the ball's on the ground, picked up by the Hurricane. Jonesboro has it inside the 30, down to about the 28-yard line. It's the third turnover of the night as Mount Tonome has fumbled it away for the third time.
Just a bad pitch there, hit him high on the shoulder. I think he made the decision to pitch it a little too late. That's what caused the fumble.
Trying to pitch it to Seth Bashirs, who was in the game. And Jonesboro has the ball at the 28 of Mount Tonome. Leading 35-0. And here's the handoff up the middle as McDonald is still in the ball game. He's going to take it to about the 21-yard line. Picks up 7 on first down.
Second and 3. Was there for the Bomber.
Now Thomas is back in, a running back for the Hurricane. Play action to him. His jumper wants to pass. Floats it near side. It's dropped. I tell you what, the receiver that time, Wilson, he could hear the footsteps coming up. Boy, he did not extend those arms out very far, did he?
He didn't. Schwartz made him pay for it, too. Laid a nice little leg on him. That was a good shot.
It'll be second down.
So third down coming up here for the – well, we had a penalty on the play. I didn't see what the call was. Did you, Tobias?
I did not.
Ineligible receiver was the call, so that backs him up to the 26-yard line.
Second down and eight.
Seven penalties for 69 yards now. Here's a pass play looking towards the end zone, and it's incomplete. They were looking for a receiver, Harrell, up the right sideline. So third down now coming up for the Hurricane. It was Braylon Moore that time, the receiver, up the right sideline. So third and about eight here for the Hurricane. Ball is kept by the quarterback. Jumper, he's hit and knocked backwards. Played well by the Bomber defense. Up leading the charge that time was Richie for Mountain Home. Good play.
And Sorrell over there on the play, too. I mean, they read that one all the way.
Loss of two on the play, back to the 28-yard line. Jonesboro will send the field goal unit on. I'll tell you, Childers has a good leg. He's going to try a 45-yard field goal now. Long is 37. The snap is bad. The holder gets it down. That's Cheatham holding, but the kick is pushed to the right. And I tell you, with that bad snap, kind of got the kicker's timing off and never really had a chance at it.
Only made it to about the middle of the E in the Bombers.
So, Mountain Home will take over at the 20-yard line. That's such an odd rule. They've got to change that in high school because the ball was at the 28 and he misses a field goal. It would cost the Bombers 8 yards in field position. You should get it where the ball was.
Absolutely.
It's always been that way and never have understood that. 3:15 left. In this third quarter, the clock running with the mercy rule in effect, 35-0. Jonesboro on top. And the handoff given up the middle, and Junior with the carry to the 21. He'll pick up one. Junior Williams, two of his first three games of the season, has been over the century mark.
And Jonesboro continue keeping their starters in the front line there. We still see Pointer in there. Still see Light. Like we said all night, you know, just big boys, hard to contend with. Just not a lot of room there to run.
Second and nine coming up here for Mountain Home with 2:25 left in the third. Here's the toss sweep. Hirschberger gets it. Tries to check out Aldridge, who's in the game. Tries to cut it back. He is going to pick up about a yard on the play. Brings up third and eight.
Aldridge on the toss sweep. He takes the ball.
Tried to spin there for a few extra yards. I think that did make the difference in it being a loss. But just, again, not a lot there.
So third and eight coming up here for this Bomber offense. .142 left in the third. Tabor to pass. The quick hitter is complete to Alonzo. He's got a first down across the 30. Out to about the 32-yard line. Alonzo with the catch, his second of the night, and a first down. They'll mark him at the 33. It's an 11-yard pickup.
You know, I've tried to do that a couple times tonight, and it's just not been there. Just like I said, the pass has been a tip off or so, and they finally connected. Get that first down.
So the Bombers keep the drive alive. 1:12 left in the third. Petaluma scored 7 points in each of their first three games. Junior Williams gets this handoff, and he'll be tripped up at about the 35, a pickup of two.
35-yard line. He's second and eight. Oil's there for the Hurricane.
Now we've got a whistle. They're going to stop play, and a player has to go out because of an equipment problem. That's a Jonesboro player that's going out. Deshaud Stewart, the defensive end. Second and eight here for Mountain Home. And Junior Williams out across the 40. He'll mark him at the 42, a pickup of seven.
Cameron Clark there from Jonesboro. I don't know what hit him. Junior put quite the lick on him. I think he felt that one. That's the thing about Junior. You get him just a little bit of burst, give him just a little bit of room to get those feet going, and he can get a few yards.
Third quarter will come to an end. It's 35-0 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
The Arkansas Delta Byways region has a history and culture as rich as its fertile soil. It's where the state's history began, where Native Americans built intricate cities, and where Europeans crossed the mighty Mississippi. This publisher was born in Arkansas City and endured the flood of 1927. He would later create Jet and Ebony magazines. Know who? Find the answer and much more by visiting deltabyways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.